You're listening to SBS News.
These students at Zawadi Yetu Academy in Mogotio, Baringo County in East Kenya are the IT specialists of the future. That's thanks to a project that uses digital skills to unlock global opportunities in remote parts of the country. Founder Nelly Chaboy grew up in Mogotio Village and had never touched a laptop until she won a scholarship to study in the United States. When first faced with a computer, she had no IT skills and did not even know how to type. Her experiences made her think of school children in her village and inspired her to start a program that teaches kids with vital IT skills. So she founded TechLit Africa, which uses old computers donated by companies and big institutions. Ms. Chaboy offers the computers for free, but local schools have the responsibility of paying the teacher, which costs parents around $1 per day in addition to the fee per term at the Zawadi Yetu Academy.
So we collect computer donations from companies and institutions. We import them into Kenya. We have a refurbishment center here where we wipe the computers, install our own custom operating system, and then we deploy into schools. We also partner with youth in the community that we train to run our classes. So our classes are part of the school curriculum. Our teachers are doing classes from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and the kids are learning this every day as part of their curriculum. It's not a token project where they're doing it over the weekend or over the summer. No, it's part. And so by this, then it's so embedded that this is just something they're learning. When you have someone in grade 1, they're going to be doing it until they're in grade 8.
Sammy Ruto is a student at the academy, and he says he wants to work in IT when he grows up. He hopes the skills he is learning here will help him do that.
In this class, I've been taught how to use Visual Studio Code to make my own website using HTML and CSS. Then I've been taught about OpenShot and about NASA to make my own rocket when I grow up. So I hope this class will help me in my future to be an IT expert.
Elise Dusabinama is an IT teacher at the school, and he believes the lessons will ensure that the pupils can compete in a digital world.
I've been teaching kids how to develop websites and how they can add some goodies on their website, like CSS, images, videos, and audios. This is something that will help kids know how they can brand themselves online and how they can do business online, because that's where the world is heading.
TechLit Africa is targeting remote areas where people rarely have access to computers or electronics, arguing that there's no need for children to have to travel long distances to get education.
Most of these students would not have used a computer because we're targeting the most remote parts of Africa. And so right now we have students who don't even speak Swahili yet, knowing how to use a computer, building websites. And the coolest part is that they can still do that in their own village. They don't have to go to Nairobi to do that. They don't have to go to America to do that.
Innocent Kumatai is an educational expert and consultant, and he says the IT skills will help prepare young people for the future.
As a third world country, we have been left behind in terms of technological advancements. I believe what Zawadi is doing, actually taking these kinds of machines to kids who are in a marginalized area, will try and kind of equalize the playing field. Most of us were actually exposed to laptops at 18 or our first time when we went to university. But these kids, exposing them at this early age, it will enable them to be able to learn skills such as coding, programming, which will in turn, because we're living in a world where we're now going to digital currency. Things like bitcoins, cryptocurrency, fintech, basically financial technology. Should these kids begin these particular skills at this age, I'm sure by the time they are actually out of university, they will be implementing these skills and not looking for jobs like most of us do.
The program is currently running in 13 schools across Kenya, equipping 5,000 students from the ages of 4 to 12 years of age with skills to unlock their future. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.